USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 public mandates, blocking roads and disrupting parts of the capital city. A GoFundMe campaign to support truckers was canceled by GFM, saying they will refund all the money donated. President Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed in a phone call Sunday ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's border. Macron is due to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday, and then Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia on CNN Sunday endorsed the re-election campaign of his Republican colleague Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Endorsing my dear friend Lisa Murkowski, Alaska could only be so lucky to have her continue to serve them.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Another police shooting in Minnesota is under scrutiny.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Among the protesters was Karen Wells, Locke's mother.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Locke, a black man, was fatally shot three times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up, though police body cam footage showed that his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd. A federal trial for three officers involved in Floyd's death began about 2 weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
One lawmaker is claiming New York Democrats are working against the will of the people. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York, whose district is in danger of being eliminated, was on Newsmax explaining her complaint.
Democrats screaming democracy all the time. Democracy, democracy, undermining democracy and all that. Well, guess what? The voters of New York in a 2-1 Democratic state voted overwhelmingly to eliminate the partisan gerrymandering. And also the vote harvesting and no-ask absentee voting, same-day registration, those things are on the ballot. And the New Yorkers across the state voted against them, but the Democrats delivered them right back to the New York voters against the will of the people. And so what they're trying to do is the Democrats know that they're facing this red wave across the nation, and they're looking for places they can shore up votes. And by using this partisan gerrymandering, they're trying to eliminate Republicans. And this is about counting. You know, they just want to make sure they can, you know, they're losing in Texas. They're losing in Florida. They're losing across the country. So they're going in and they're trying to find ways to carve up the districts based on getting Democrat win and eliminating Republicans in the House of Representatives. So as my colleague Nicole Meliotakis indicated, they are trying to silence upstate and New York voices, particularly Republican and conservative voices.
NASA announced while the James Webb Space Telescope began its 3-month alignment process, the Webb team saw the first photons of starlight that traveled through the entire view of the telescope. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.